making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop.
There. It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes, top down, screaming out, money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flash the rings with the window crack, holla back, money ain't a thing.
Jigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam in the hell with the price, cause the money ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for my dogs that's locked in the bang.
Yes, it's that time of the week once again where we welcome in RJ Bell, founder of Pregame.com. Pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider for the Associated Press. RJ, we got you on the good connection this week.
Absolutely. So all the wisdom nice. Will not be lost to static.
It'll just sound that much static. Better. I'm going to get right to my pick that I made earlier today on our football card here on the show. And I got Seattle at -1. And I went with it. And Zoe really liked the pick as well. Do you like that pick? Am I sharp this week?
Oh, sharp, sharp, sharp.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Get on board. Yes.
I mean, think about this. 0-2 Seattle. Entering the season, the narrative was, oh, this team's horrible. Maybe one of the worst teams. I don't think so. I think they're an average team. Let me ask you guys a question. 1-32. Where is Russell Wilson on your quarterback rankings?
He's, top 10. Top five for me. I love him.
I think he's top 10.
I think Vegas top five is probably more the consensus. When's the last time a top five quarterback didn't have an 8-8 record or better?
I don't know. Do you know? Because I'm not going to be able to think of that quickly.
Drew Brees has had some 7-9s with some historically bad defenses. But in general, 7 seems to be the bottom if you have an elite quarterback. So to me, Seattle playing 2 road games in Denver early in the year, which is particularly tough at altitude when the players aren't in as good a shape. In fact, Denver, first 2 weeks of the year at home, 33-3 the last 30 years. That's almost hard to believe, 33-3. Seattle had a coin flip there. Seattle was driving late against the Bears. I don't think they're as bad as 0-2. They're at home. Their weakness, Seattle, offensive line. But at home, you benefit so much from the crowd noise or the lack thereof when you're on offense. And Seattle just needs to win the game. I'll take them. I like them. I've bet them.
Speaking of home teams who tend to play well at home, the Kansas City Chiefs are playing host to the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday. Let's say, for the sake of argument, you wanted to lay the 7 points in the Chiefs. Sharp or square?
Square. 7? I'd like to – text me after the show, whoever wants to lay 7 there, by the way. Because it is moving that way. I actually like San Fran even +6.5 here. Here's some general advice, kind of teach a man to fish, he eats forever kind of thing.
Yeah.
After a couple weeks of the season, if all you do is fade the teams that look surprisingly good, where they've exceeded expectations significantly.
Rams.
Well, I would agree with that, though. They haven't really played anybody.
Right, okay.
But in general, KC is like, Mahomes, is he the best quarterback ever, is the conversation. And legitimately so after 2 weeks, but we know 2 weeks doesn't make a career. I think Kansas City is being priced at their highest point. And I look at San Fran, and I think the following – did any of you guys watch the Minnesota-San Fran game in week one?
Did not.
Okay. If you watch that replay and look at the box score, San Fran had about a coin flip chance to win that game, even though they lost by 8. They didn't cover the spread. There was just a couple dropped touchdowns, some turnovers, just things that don't necessarily repeat themselves. Also, if you look at San Fran, they were leading by like 17-plus in the fourth last week against the Lions. – And then there was 2 late touchdowns that made the score look closer. I think San Fran has been downgraded for no good reason. I think Kansas City's been overly upgraded. I really like San Francisco.
Sure. Glad I didn't take KC this week. Boy, what a dummy I would be.
No, you did.
Just DM me.
He took them, but he bought a point. So we got him at 6 instead of 7.
Okay. That's another mistake.
See, I think I took Green Bay giving up 3.5 to the Redskins at the Redskins.
Hey, hold on.
You guys were on the segment before saying we're going to give RJ the squares plays and see how he reacts, right?
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Exactly.
Yeah, it was definitely it.
Why you like that one?
Wait, what was another one we did? We did the over on that KC game.
Oh, Jim did some stupid over on Alabama.
Let him beat up on Zoe's pick first. Go ahead.
Think about this. This is the flattest spot Who probably is in the flattest spot in week three? Think about Green Bay for a second. They had a miracle comeback against the Bears, right? With Rodgers,
right.
You know, coming in, Willis Reed, I guess, style, limping in and doing it. Okay. And then last week, a war against Minnesota that ends up in a tie, and they play 10 extra minutes of football. Now they're playing a team where they're a road favorite, not even in division. I mean, this is a classic, like, let's do a class at Harvard type 101 sports betting on a flat spot. I don't love Washington, but in general, but boy, I think Green Bay's in the flattest spot of the week. And when you have a road favorite in a flat spot, go the other way.
Ooh.
How about the over in that KC game?
Yeah,
you like that?
Here's the catch 22. That feels square because everyone's thinking KC's scoring so much.
Yeah.
But I actually don't like the San Fran. I mean, KC has the worst defense in the league by DVOA, an advanced metric. And I think San Fran's D's not great. So I don't hate that play, though you're certainly paying a premium because everyone, the casual fan, I call him Fred Fanny Pack. He's down on Fremont Street. He's got a deep fried Twinkie on a stick walking around. What's he going to bet in that game? If you say you think there's going to be a lot of points in that KC San Fran, what do you think that Fanny Pack Fred's going to say?
Do they have deep-fried Twinkies on Fremont Street?
Yes, they do.
I haven't been down there in a while. I'm sorry. Yeah, he's going to like it. I get it. Okay, we're Fred Fanny Pack. Fine.
If you want, think about it. You know Fred doesn't win, so why bet with Fred?
Sometimes he wins.
Yeah, about 50%, like a drunk baby flipping coins.
Wow.
What other picks do we have this week? Oh, RJ Bell is with us here on Zolak and Bertrand. RJ Bell of pregame.com.
I don't feel so good.
RJ, what do you do and how do you approach a game like the Eagles game this weekend where you got a quarterback coming back off an injury? Obviously, an important piece, though. I mean, he was a starter and looked really good a year ago.
Oh, yeah. I would make the following case. If I were a GM, drafting quarterbacks, everyone is available, and you're considering youth, right? Because you're drafting for his career from here. Who's number one?
Who's number one? Wait, ask that one more time.
All right, you're drafting Wentz. Quarterbacks
he's
as a
making
GM.
A Wentz point.
Yeah.
And youth is a factor, right? Brady's probably the best this year, or Rodgers, but you want to consider how many years of a career are left. All quarterbacks are available. You have the first pick. Who do you take?
I don't think it would be Wentz.
Who would it be?
I think I'd come up with a better argument. I might even draft Baker Mayfield
Baker
after
Mayfield
last
Cleveland.
Night.
Well, then I won't even comment on that.
Mahomes? But,
I mean, yeah, after two games, perhaps, right? I mean, if he plays this way, yes, right? That's the question. I think Wentz is certainly in that conversation, not the pick. I just think he's been rushed back a little bit. There's a guy in San Diego, a doctor who used to be the Chargers team doctor. His last name, I think, is Chow.
Dr. Chow.
Yes, yes. He and I talk a little bit offline, and he said, listen, that Wentz injury, he goes, he's not 100% yet, is his belief. Now, I don't think they're trying to hurt him, obviously. I just think they got a week early here. And because of that, they're going to call conservative game. He won't be looking to run, you know, throw it away if you don't see anything, Carson, that kind of thing. And because of that, I like the under in that game. I know you guys are willing to play totals. 47.5, I think you can still get. And to me, and I'm pulling it up as we talk, to me, that's where the opportunity is. Because if you actually look at, let me see here. If you look at Andrew Luck last week, in the advanced metrics, he was number 27. So as a quarterback, so the Colts look good, but Luck didn't look so good. So I think you got two marquee quarterbacks, both coming off injuries. The total's 47.5. I like under in the Colts and the Eagles.
Now you do make a good case. Good young quarterbacks. What about the most decent sample?
What about Deshaun Watson though? I mean, like it's Deshaun Watson, a guy looks like to me, and we saw him week one. Doesn't look like the same guy. So I don't think he's ready yet either.
No.
So will you bet against Houston here until he gets it cranked up?
Now listen, I don't like. I was just on New York radio. I don't like the Giants in general. But I'll tell you right now, I don't like Houston at all. And really, to me, the deciding factor is which locker room has more turmoil, do you think? Because the Giants have a new coach.
Giants.
Now, see, I disagree. I think with a new coach, the sense is, let's give this guy some time, right? In Houston, O'Brien was almost out the door anyway. The only really reason they kept him was, oh, look at the optimism around Watson. But here's the question.
Yeah, he went the bat for him.
If you hadn't known anything about Watts until today, and you looked at the totality of his work, you would say the following, I'm guessing. Watson, boy, he shows flashes. Boy, when he gets hot, he is hot. But, you know, got happy feet sometimes, a little afraid. It seems like the rushes bother him. There'd be like a real ambivalent response, right? But that's not how people feel because they had the whole offseason to talk about how good he looked in those 3.5 games. But now we're seeing two more games where he doesn't look near as good. Is it injury? Is it the offensive line? I don't know, and I don't care. I just know right now Watson is what? The 16th, 18th best quarterback so far this year maybe? So, yeah, maybe that's a fluke, but I think when you only have 6 or 7 games under your belt and the last two aren't so good, I don't think there's any cause for great optimism. I would go Giants +6.
All right, RJ, appreciate the time. RJ on Twitter, @RJInVegas. We'll see how square we really are this weekend.
Well, listen, we know how square you are. The question is, does the square side win?
Sometimes the square side wins.
I like your optimism.
Thanks, RJ.
See you, RJ.
RJ Bell, pregame.com is where you find him and all of his coverage. RJ on Twitter, @RJInVegas.
He likes your Seattle pick. That's good.
Watch, I mean, he liked one of them.
He's going to lose.
Yeah, that's what that means.
I got a flat Green Bay turn.
We got your calls here the rest of the way here on Zolak and Bertrand, 617-779-0985. Coming up next, hit on the Red Sox again, but I want to play how it sounded on the Sports Hub last night as it all played out. I know they were doing that wacky New York Boston announcer swap last night. Wow, yeah, the Boston guy's on in New York. Whoa! You want to get a real reaction? Let's get one from Adam Jones, the sports vulture. We'll get to that coming up next.
Miss something?
So what happens now?
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
The Red Sox are one strike away. Red Sox fans inside the stadium are ready.
Man, I'd have to throw a fastball as hard as I could. But he's not.
2-2. Swing! Suck him out, and the Red Sox are kings of the American League East for a franchise record third year in a row. They beat the Yankees here tonight for their 104th victory of the season.
Red Sox win the American League East last night. I thought their manager, most of their players acted appropriately. And then after I said that this morning, I saw the picture of Dave Dombrowski in the clubhouse, drenched, you know, partying in the clubhouse like a frat boy.
Cora looked great. Dombrowski looked like a tool.
The awful.
Defend
Fenway. Terrible. Well, that's sure.
What's the defend Fenway thing?
I don't know.
That's a stupid saying.
MLB.
How about American League East champs? How about that?
They don't control that.
I know that.
Major League Baseball comes up with a singular design.
Defending.
Like, I guarantee you, like, you know, you see any other teams, it'll be defend the Bronx or defend Yankee Stadium because they win a wild card or something. Yeah. It's stupid. It's dumb.
It's kind of like the beginning of the season when they remember when we did this, they announced all the official MLB slogans for the teams for the season.
Yeah.
They're doing it again.
Dombrowski like a wet dog.
Like the league approved postseason rally cry.
Oh, no, this is what I want to tell you. That last night, the picture that is in my head of Alex Cora is him in his office, completely dry, talking to the press, the manager talking to the media, sort of downplaying things and saying, this is good. You know, our players should take a minute and celebrate this, but this isn't what we're in this for.
There's a lot of guys there that these are third straight division title, and they know that, you know, there's bigger things, you know, and we set that up, you know, early in spring training. Obviously, you know, it's a great accomplishment, but where we play, just winning division is not enough. You know, they want a World Series ring, and we got to shut now.
Just listen to the tone. I'm so impressed by that. So appropriate.
Well, he is coming from Houston, too.
He doesn't even sound like a guy who just won a game or a division. And so I think Alex Cora handled it great last night.
Yeah, I think it's delayed relief. I think it's delayed relief. And now you get serious and set some things up and rest some guys.
Well, part of it, I thought Mookie was good last night. I thought that J.D. Martinez was good last night. I thought they all struck the right tone. Mm-hmm. And the manager, as I said, my image of him was last night dry in the locker room saying the things you just heard in his office. And then you got Dave Dombrowski running around soaking wet.
Pour it on me. Pour it on me. It's so cool.
And Mookie, MVP chance every ballpark you go to this season.
My phone is in my pocket.
Is it ringing right now? Are you getting some phone calls?
No, I mean, it's probably gone now. It's all the champagne. So whoever, somebody send me a new phone, please.
Oh, boy. Did she get wet?
And then he gave an answer to that, which was basically, we're just focused on, you know, trying to win games one at a time. One game at a time. We go out every night. We try and win a game. He didn't want to talk about the MVP stuff. He didn't want to go there.
It's good.
It was phenomenal.
You know what? It means they get it.
It's
as opposed to a Johnny Gomes moment. You know?
Yeah, it was. It wasn't cheesy. It was
about
fine.
Me.
It was, yeah, right. Have your fun.
Go to war with.
You know, maybe not the GM, but for everybody else was.
But for Cora, and I'm not saying he didn't, you know, behave in a way that is deserving of some respect and admiration here. But I think part of it is to what Zoe said.
He knows the noise.
No, he knew this was coming. Yeah. Everybody knew this was coming. This was not a big celebratory, you know, thing like, wow, we did it. I can't believe we did it. No, it's been plainly obvious to everyone for weeks that they were going to win the division.
Plus, last guy fired won two in a row.
Yeah, and after dropping the first two the way you did, probably didn't feel much like celebrating. Last night was a fun game to watch.
I think Mookie, it was a relief.
Yeah, Mookie Betts home run in the eighth. That was a cool moment. Felt like an MVP if you're on the fence type of deciding moment for him. But in terms of the actual win and winning the division, kind of anticlimactic because everybody knew they were going to win the division. It's been coming for a long time. So I think he behaved accordingly as somebody who just knew it was going to happen. It's just a question of when. Probably didn't feel great about dropping those first two games this week either.
So that was the manager. That was Mookie Betts. And here is Adam Jones as it all unfolded on the Sports Hub.
And the Red Sox are kings of the American League East for a franchise record third year in a row.
We are the champions, my friend.
That's right. That's right, they've done it, McCarthy.
I'm so impressed. I'm so excited.
Pop that bottle over there, McCarthy. I have had it. I have brought the champagne in.
Give me a little bit more celebration music, if you could. Yeah.
Champions, my friend.
Why is he such a dick?
And our bullpen is the worst in all of baseball. We're gonna lose in the first round.
Second.
David Price is a joker.
True.
No time for losing. Unless you're the Red Sox in the postseason.
The last 2 years and this year again.
What a jerk.
So there you go. That's how it goes.
It is.
I believe in him. I've always believed in him. I believe in him. I feel good about him.
What sounds like you smile when Jackie Bradley does something good because A-hole. You know it kills him.
Jones kind of negative.
Yeah, think so.
They were at Apex last night. Trying to get.
Oh, it sounds like they were on a remote. Man.
Yeah. Spray champagne all over the place.
Get that. To play that hatchet game upstairs. Throw it at Jones.
By the way, can I bring up something else from last night? Imagery from last night?
Yeah.
Dave Dombrowski next to Tony La Russa.
Yeah.
And Tony La Russa and, you know, Dave.
Sharing a moment there.
Yeah. A handshake over this.
Nice.
It's, I don't know, but for some reason it bothered me last night. Like, Tony La Russa working for the Red Sox. Like, this just doesn't sit right.
Does it feel like he's like his looking over
He doesn't
him?
Belong working for the Red Sox. He's a Oakland and St. Louis guy.
Yeah.
Home run numbers went up this year.
Yeah, they had J.D. Martinez. Is that Tony somebody. La Russa's deal?
It seems like everywhere Tony La Russa goes, the home run numbers jump.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What about the bearded bullpens? How come the Red Sox haven't gotten one of those yet? They had those in St. Louis.
Hard.
They had those in St. Louis all the time.
That's true.
Guys, the bearded bullpens that would guys would be coming out of there throwing gas, and then 2 years later they'd be out of the game.
Those guys are in like Double A right now.
Yeah, well, so maybe he's developing that. Maybe La Russa is saying, "Don't worry, we got a bullpen on the way for next year." They're currently in training. They're currently getting ready.
That's why Dombrowski made no moves.
He thought La Russa's bullpen would have arrived by now. Good call, Jim. The home run totals always seem to go up with this guy. It just doesn't sit right with me. La Russa, not a Red Sox guy.
No.
Get out. Go back to St. Louis. Think about 2004, all the bitching he did during that series in 2004 about everything as he got swept by the Red Sox. I don't know. He just feels like an outsider.
What do you think's in the lineup tonight? I mean, they're sending Sale.
So here's the thing. The thing that stinks for
him. Sale said they're favored tonight.
It's Sale versus Bauer tonight. So it's not like you had a couple of, dinks up there as your starting pitchers.
No, but the problem is that they had to come home last night, right? They had to travel. They're leaving New York. So when you have that going on, you don't really get to really get really banged up.
Why would they go home? Why wouldn't they just go to Cleveland?
I'm sorry. I corrected myself by saying they traveled last night.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? It's not like they got to stay in a hotel there last night. They traveled last night. So they had to end the party and get on the plane and move.
And that's a good thing.
You think the party ended on the plane? I think the party continued all the way to Cleveland, and those guys aren't playing today. This is going to be a Pawtucket lineup out there.
I think it will be. Either way, it was going to be that. I just don't think it will be out of necessity. If that win last night in New York had happened the night before, oh, forget it. I mean, those guys wouldn't physically be able to play. I think there are guys who would be able to play today but won't be playing today just because.
They got to Cleveland after all the free beer was drank by the Browns fans. They went to a party.
You ain't drinking beer on that plane.
They left New York and went to a party in Cleveland.
They're drinking alcohol. They're drinking beer. They had to have the good stuff.
No, all the Browns fans drank all the beer in Cleveland, and they all met. They all converged at one time.
Those baseball guys are all beer drinkers. They pound beers.
Yeah.
Just ask Carabas. He'll tell you.
Oh, he had to be giddy last night.
Oh, of course.
Like a schoolgirl. Ooh, gold bottles. Like, ooh, what up? 6-10 in the building. I called David Price, though. He had me on his podcast the other day. Real quick. Give me a hot take for the season, for the postseason. I said, David Price, best pitcher, and he's going to win.
And you were right? How do you know that you were right?
I'm not right. I'm forecasting that.
Okay.
Well, see?
Called Beetle, too. He didn't answer his phone.
I didn't. I was tied up with a meeting. I couldn't answer.
I answered.
And then an hour later, I saw his tweet that reminded me of it.
Go decline.
Text me.
It's the first time I picked it up.
617-779-0985. Thoughts on everything from the week. Josh Gordon, Patriots-Lions coming up on Sunday night. The Red Sox winning the American League East last night. And also, I wanted to hit on something. We didn't get to it earlier in the week. Actually, I think Zoe has a leftover thought. He wants to get to this next segment as well. Something he has. We'll call this the leftovers. He's got a thought on seals.
Yep.
I got a thought on a wager that somebody made last weekend in an NFL game, and the bookie didn't want to pay off. And now they're going to pay. Both of those items next.
Sports Hub headlines.
Red Sox will be in Cleveland tonight after winning the division last night. 11-6, the final against the Yankees. At Yankee Stadium, Andrew Benintendi.
For sure. I mean, the last two years, it's just been a taste, and we want more. So our goal is obviously to win the World Series, and this is the first step.
But they've got some more regular season games to play. Like I said, tonight in Cleveland, 1-3 against the Indians. It'll be Chris Sale going against Trevor Bauer. Patriots preparing for the Lions in Detroit on Sunday night. Rob Gronkowski among those listed as limited in participation in yesterday's practice session. At the Tour Championship, it's still Ricky Fowler and Tiger Woods tied atop the leaderboard, 5 under par. Only one player really making a move out there so far today, Billy Horschel. He's 2 under par on his round through 6 holes, but still 4 strokes off the leaders, who won't tee off for about another 30 minutes. Headlines are brought to you by the New England Revolution. In action this Saturday at Gillette Stadium. For tickets, call 1-877-GET-REVS. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. Get your Sports Hub headlines anytime in your flash briefing on your Alexa voice activated speaker or right here in 30 minutes.
It's your workday made tolerable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, why not?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Buckle your chin strap.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah. What's the date?
It's the 21st of September.
Oh, do you remember when it first started?
This is the greatest wedding song. I don't care how bad the band is, how bad the DJ is. It works. This is a jam. We should listen to this, go over and over a bridge at Jersey Shore. Jersey Shore. Rucci would crank this. Oh, this is good. Hey, what kind of wedding is it? Is it cash bar? Open bar? It don't really matter. Band was pretty good. They played Earth, Wind, and Fire. Hey, was the bride pretty? Don't really matter. Good music. Who's the guy passed out? Heart attack. Don't matter. Band's good. Hey, true. How's the wedding? Did it have open bar? Hook.
You know what I've decided? I want to go to a wedding with Zoe.
Oh, dude, you'd love it. I go nuts at weddings.
That's what I want to do.
White man overbite, man.
We've done all kinds of things together. I don't think we've ever gone to a wedding together.
You got to get Tom married.
Ah, yes, so true. Man,
you deal with Tom.
Where are you at on that anyway, Tom? Get any closer? All right. Maybe we will have a wedding to go to one of these days.
I got to second base
last time. We kissed her on the forehead.
All right. Couple items. Leftovers from the week. Which again, right here, leftover. We can have this sponsored by Stop and Shop. Stop and Shop. The leftovers by Stop and Shop. Stop it. Put your phone away. Damn you. You go first. Get to your item.
Okay, Greg Skomel has spoken on the devastating shark attack.
That's
happened
a
last
doctor.
Week.
Dr. Greg Skomel.
Greg Skomel has he's a doctor. Does he administer anything? Did he write prescriptions?
Is that the only way you can be a doctor?
No, I get it. I understand what he is. And he talks about,
sure you do.
Talks about the seal population. And since 1972, these little bastards have been protected. And it's why we have an issue on the shores, the eastern shores of Massachusetts and Cape Cod. So he said, you're never going to be able to change the pattern of the seals or the sharks, because the sharks are hunting the seals. That's their food. So we as humans need to change our behavioral patterns. That sounds like fun. Let's change summer because of those two things. Let's change the way we act. Skomel says he gets in the water. But do you know he only gets in the water if he sees a nice sandy shoal? Or if he only goes up to his waist? He will never go into waist or higher water. He says they're there. They're out there. Specifically where it gets shallow and then boom, it drops. Don't ever go in the water there. And he said, when I go in the water with the family, heads on a swivel. But that guy's telling you that. Be careful, people. This is why we had fun
stay
with this.
Stay out them oceans.
Stay out them oceans. We should probably start the, what do they call it, the culling of seals?
You can't. There's millions of them. It's part of some migration thing. I was reading about it in the Globe yesterday, how they've tried. They did a shark hunt in Australia.
I know.
And they killed off thousands of them.
They smell
nasty.
They're
not sure that it works. They did it in Hawaii. They had a, shark, the state-sanctioned shark hunt that went on for years.
Did you see the beach in Truro the other day? Thousands of them.
4,000 or 5,000 sharks they killed. There's no way. They have no discernible evidence that it did anything for the number of shark attacks. The nets, you know what they do with some of the nets? They bait them. This was the funniest thing.
Yeah.
They'll like bait a buoy and get a shark that, and they'll like catch a shark. And you know what they do then? They relocate the shark. Like, you can't relocate a bear in this state without the bear coming back. Remember the Cape Cod bear? Took it all the way out to Springfield?
Man, he was willing to take a train.
Yeah, and he's That's like, awesome. No, man, I just followed the Mass Pike. I'm trying to get down the Cape. How do you relocate a shark? How does that work?
That boggled me because you said it took the train down. I'm thinking this thing was on the freaking T. I swear to God, I thought the damn train, the bear, the doors opened, a bear walked onto the train. So it wasn't on the trash.
The point is, all these methods, whether it's the nets, whether it's the, well, I don't think they can do anything about the seals because there's just too damn many of them. You kill off 10,000 of them, and it's like, no, there's 100,000 more waiting to take their place. None of it's guaranteed to work.
We have hunting seasons for deer. There's a reason we have hunting seasons, to keep the deer population down.
Do you know how many sharks there are? Do you know how many seals there are?
You do understand the difference between a place where humans live versus a place where you go for recreation for a couple of days.
Yeah, but I mean, most of the people that do hunt go out in the woods. It's not really where people live. You know, it's out in the mountains. It's up in the hills, through the forest. It's not highly populated.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get your wish.
It just sucks, man, because you can't, you know, can't jump off your boat anymore. Can't do that.
Yeah, it's such a hardship.
You're going to be careful next year. Next time you catch a striper,
such a hardship.
Shut up. I mean, you next time you catch that striper, you know, like when you're taught to take your thumb, put it in the striper's mouth, and you pick it up, or you pick it up by the gills.
You're gonna have to use a net now, like everyone's been doing this.
Well,
summer.
Them suckers are coming up from underneath and are hitting. They'll take your arm right off.
That's your leftover. Mine is this. Yeah. After further review, a New Jersey man will get his full $82,000 payout.
This is unreal.
On a $110 sports bet that he made with a FanDuel online sports bet that he made. Andrew Prince, Newark, 750-1 was the payout.
Oh.
One of the automated systems mistakenly generated long odds in the in-game betting final moments of Broncos Raiders on Sunday. The company at first said it was a glitch and they refused to pay. And I think that was a horrible decision on their part.
So what did what should it have been at that point in the game? Because what were they trailing by? Three or something?
I think it was like a 3-point game.
Yeah. It shouldn't have been. It should have been what? Not even 7.5-1.
Yeah.
Whatever it was.
They should have paid it right away.
Yeah.
You were never going to win this. You're never going to fight this.
They mistakenly put the odds out there as 750-1. This guy went and bet $100.
Yeah. FanDuel says its system should have calculated his odds at 1-6, meaning you'd have to wager $600 to make $100.
Right.
He made $110 bet that paid out $82,000. Clearly a glitch. No doubt about it.
Happy New Year.
No doubt about it. Their system screwed up. But if you are trying to establish yourself as a legitimate
player
sports book and you are now in a brand new market that has just been legalized, you know what you don't do? You don't not pay out on that bet.
Right.
Because people are going to lose the details in all of it and say, oh, wait, they don't pay out on their big bets. Even if you know, if you research it, that it's clearly a glitch and clearly an error that was made in their system. Pay out.
Yeah.
Pay it's out.
The best.
You're the book. That's the risk you take. Be on top of your crap. You have to pay out.
And it's the best $82,000 they'll spend because they're going to.
Yes.
And they may have already screwed it up by waiting this long.
No, they already did. They screwed it up. They should have from the get-go said, yep. We're going to pay this man because we're legitimate and we pay out on our bets and we make good. And this was clearly a glitch.
There's a couple of them.
We're paying out. And that would have been a story in and of itself if people would have said, look at them.
Right.
You can trust them.
And you know how long, if that book is run properly, how long it's going to take them to make that $82,000 back? A weekend?
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, these plates, they set the lines in order to get 50-50 action, so they're always collecting the 10%. I mean, that's how the money just rolls in.
What a
as long as you're not totally upside down or unbalanced on bets.
Totally screwed this thing up. Just pay the guy the $82,000. You're a, multi-billion dollar court. Just pay the thing out and get the most publicity out of it. It'll be the best $82,000 you've spent all football season.
But they should have done it right away. Now there's questions.
They didn't. They fought it, and they obviously had a lot of negative press and a lot of people forming their opinions of a company that is brand new in that department as a sports book. And I just think that they blew an opportunity to look really good and continue to legitimize themselves and legitimize sports betting in general in this country. And they took a step back with that. I thought that was stupid.
And anytime there's a hiccup like that, all it's going to do is add fuel to the fire for people who want to keep it out of a place like Massachusetts for as long as possible.
Exactly.
You just screwed it up for everybody else.
What's worse, that or Beetle betting the Patriots having that ticket put in his shorts, your cargo shorts? And somebody doing
I only lost like $1,000 on that, but that's still $1,000, man.
There's $1,000.
Well, Hold on. I didn't pay $1,000.
No, I know.
No,
you got free money sitting there.
I think I lost. That was like that was like throwing away I think it was like a $150 bet.
That'd be a good night at Beatles' house.
That sucked. I was mad about that for months.
Would have made up for all the money we're going to lose this weekend on our six play.
That reminds me, I owe Jim $20 because I'm chipping in this year.
I'll give the money.
Give it to me. I'll give it to him.
No.
I'll give the money.
Today's takeaways with the fake promos are next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's
All right, Hardy. We got fake promos. Who's it brought to us by, Zoe?
Week in 180 weight loss. Take away your excess weight for life. Official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. We got a roll here, guys.
Hoorah, let's go. Fast pace, bro.
Nine fake promos.
Nine.
On this fake promo Friday. Here we go.
Middays at 10. Zolak and Bertrand.
Dan is in Providence. Dan, was that what you were asking about, the drug test?
Yeah.
All right, very good. Thanks for the call, Dan.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Thank you very much. Now you had your answer. I already given an answer, so you're done. Goodbye.
How'd you know?
Yeah.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Josh called the team up, and it seems like he gave it to you guys pretty good. And that's the first time I've seen it in a long time, if at all.
Like, when you guys were there on the sidelines, the cameras caught you guys with Josh McDaniels, and we haven't really seen Josh like that before.
I sensed him at.
Oh, yeah,
we just talked about that.
Sorry.
What are you doing?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
When the in-studio guest isn't listening. Right. It's not quite a when the hosts aren't listening. In-studio guest isn't listening.
Breer.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Let's go to Mark and Matt. We're going to hang up there. That way, Brett's wow.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Nope, not doing that. No, thank you.
It lasted for a second.
Yep.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I haven't talked to you guys since I got out. I've been busy as I'm busy, you know?
You were going in the clink?
I haven't talked to you guys since, like, the Celtics playoffs. I've been...
Oh, my God. How's the food, though?
Doing bad. Let's not even go there. I just had a half-day landscape, and I'm making some American chop suey today.
Attaboy. Get right back to it.
Been crushing it on Tinder, too.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That's one of our finest moments.
Green Line
John?
Is that Green Line John?
Yeah.
John.
Yeah.
A little prison, a little landscaping, a little American chop suey, crushing on Tinder.
Tinder.
Thanks for the call, guys. Click.
My man.
Take your comments off the air.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
They called someone else in Walden looking for a trade for the banner.
You know this for a fact? Who did they call?
I know for a fact. I'm not going to say what it was for. Drugs.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Those poor guys.
I know what it was for. Drugs.
Not going to say what it was for. Drugs.
They really thought that was going to turn out well for them.
Not a good week. Somerville police announced yesterday they have an open and active investigation into the two of them related to the banner.
Quite the caper.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Where you can lease a comfortable and economical 2018. I'm doing it! Live read! Jesus! Chatterbox 2018 Chevy Equinox.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Freaking Breer.
That's so good. Breer just screams and
yells.
Shut up. No respect. Nothing. You know how I feel. Two more.
Yep.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I've never seen the entire offense brought up into a huddle the way it was. I've seen the defense called up in the huddle when Belichick would give him a tongue bathing or tongue lashing. You tongue lashing.
What is he, a cat? Tongue bathing would be nice.
Is Fred's cat dead yet?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
By the way, thanks to Fred's awesome actions, the cat is doing well now and it's flourishing.
Oh, that's great.
Good thing Fred went home that day to save the cat.
Yeah, after he had 4 days off.
Right. He didn't have another functioning human in the house.
It was a catcation.
You needed two full-size adults to take care of that cat.
You know, like family medical leave, family pet leave.
Last one.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Hey, what's going on? It's Zoe, and I'm here live for the big game in Houston. Wait a minute. Okay, hold on. Hey, it's Zoe.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I blame Louth for that.
Hey, you got to start over. Hey, it's Zoe.
3, 2, 1, go.
It's a new year in 2016, and I know... Wait, hold on. Okay, it is Zoe, but I don't think it's 2016.
Come on down for the big game.
Big game? Wow, hey.
What are we in Houston for?
What kind of shape are we all going to be in Monday after the late one on Sunday?
Oh, I just got our schedule. We get in at 5.
I don't know what condition my condition will be in.
All right.
God, I hate
we'll find out then.
Be a fun show Monday.
Oh, yeah. Dugger Maz next.